How you doing, everybody? This is Bill Bailey with today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio, and I am here with
Andy Hott from the band Zero King. What's up, everybody?
Woohoo! So what's been going on, Andy? It's been a while since we talked.
It has been a while.
Like 2 years now, I think.
Yeah, I think that was 2017. We were working on Empire Sin. It's ready to go. It is coming out.
There you go. We promise.
It is coming out. But I'll tell you what happened during that time is JP Paul first came back, and we got the classic lineup back together. So we just kind of been like, kind of making things, you know, a little bit more up to standard and getting the record really, you know, fully ready to go. So and playing live and just gelling as a band again for the first time in a while.
Shaking everything up here, dude. Come on. Hold on a minute. We're not on a level ground here.
Right.
But hey, you know that saying out there, good things come to those who wait. So
yeah. You know? Yeah, so you won't be waiting much longer. It's coming.
Awesome. And then so that was the sticker you gave me then with the coat. Is that for that, or is that something that different?
That is for the single, Looks Like Hell. We decided we'd do a video and put the single out first, start a little buzz. Maybe people might pay attention to the record when it comes out, you know, and kind of give people a little taste of what's coming. So,
since you mentioned the video, would you like to explain a little bit about the video? It's not quite like any other video I've seen.
Right. Yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to say I think we had a lot of fun making the video, and we hope people have fun when they watch it, because it's all about just here. This is gonna be the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen. We took some scenes from our, like a movie that all meant, you know, we all like grew up on, you know, the metal years, and like, okay, here's the scene, but let's make it 10 times more ridiculous. And
yeah, I thought there was a lot of things that looked familiar in there.
Oh, sure. And that's, I think that's cool, because I think a whole generation of us grew up on like kind of buying into that whole like fantasy thing, and then we just like pop a hole in that balloon. So.
Yeah. It's good stuff, man. How long did it take you guys to put that together?
Over the course of a couple like months or whatever, we shot the performance stuff first. We did that in an all-white room at like a TV studio in Ironton, Ohio. And then the conceptual stuff we shot over the course of several different afternoons or whatever. So.
Okay, great. Yeah. And like, who did a lot of that? I mean, it was all DIY basically, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Actually, Paul, his stepdad, is a videographer, and so we got the family rate.
Okay, nice, and, nice.
But we're getting a lot of mileage out of the video.
People family and friends.
Yeah, especially. Exactly. People seem to really be digging it. It's good to have another video out there. It's been, 6 years since Dead Rock Star, so, yeah.
Nice. And then, you know, what else has been going on with you?
We just played the Alrosa last night. We did the kickoff to the Sonic Temple.
Okay, you guys got in on that. All right.
Yeah, that was a great time. That's actually our third year in a row playing the event, and those people were just great to us.
Yeah, I think 2017 you guys did too,
we
right?
We had just done the first one, yeah. So we've done it three years in a row.
Nice.
Yeah. Love the Alrosa, love playing Columbus. We got a lot of friends up here. It's always a good time. So.
A lot of history there.
A lot of history.
Good, unfortunately, but, you know. Time.
It's all good. Yeah. It's all good. Even when it's bad, it's still all good.
True. So, during your like time not recording or not music, what you got like a routine that you have to go about your day? Anything you like to do?
You're talking about a job?
Well,
I got one of them.
Yeah. Well, there's those, but those aren't fun. But I mean, is there like, you know, hobbies and stuff you do outside of music that you like to help keep sane?
Help keep sane.
Or maybe just some insane things you enjoy doing, you know?
There are plenty of insane things I enjoy doing. We won't go there.
Okay. Yeah. This will be on the internet. You know,
right.
Once it's there, you're done. So that future political run that you have planned.
Right.
When the next album drops, you know, you might have to hold off because the stuff will come back and grab you by the pussy, you know, if you know what I'm saying. Oops.
Hey, that might work in your favor. I don't even know anymore, so.
So you catch any movies lately?
movies. I'm looking forward to the new Star Wars. I mean, I'm pretty old school about that. You know, I've been a Star Wars fan since I was, you know, that high. So
you gotta kind of move it over.
That high.
There you go.
There you go.
So all the viewers and listeners at home, you know. Make sure we hit our little square here.
Yeah.
I wish I could widen it, but I guess, you know, I mean, I just keep getting more and more reminders of how much weight I need to lose, and here we go. You know.
The struggle was real.
Camera doesn't need that 10 pounds for me. I already look disgusting. You know, but it is what it is, man.
Right, right.
So what about any like books? Any books you enjoy or recommend, or
I'm all about the biographies. Especially rock bios and stuff like that. Like right now I'm reading Rick Springfield's bio from a couple years ago. But like anything that's like, you know, lack of a
get
better
the behind the scenes on Jesse's
Girl. Give me the dirt,
you know?
As Motley Crue would say, right? Yeah.
Speaking of which, did you read that book?
I did. I read that book years ago. And I think the movie pretty much lived up to your expectations.
Yeah, I mean, I heard all the diehards complaining about this and this, and this wasn't factual.
It was a fun ride.
You can only
fit so much in like less than 2 hours.
Yeah.
That could have been a 9-part miniseries or whatever with all the, you know, all the stuff that went on in their lives, you know.
I mean, when I finally, you know, I didn't watch it when everybody was watching it that first weekend, but I finally got around to it. Any movie that starts out with a friggin' squirt scene, I know, I mean, I'm entrenched. I'm not drenched, entrenched.
Well, if you were there, you would have been
there,
drenched.
I was there, I would have been drenched. Yes, I got it. You know, but it pulled me in, man, and, you know, so.
Right.
It was Machine Gun Kelly playing Tommy
Lee. He did a
Tommy
great job.
Lee. Yeah, I thought he did a wonderful job. He's a Cleveland boy, so, you know, it was good. Had to support local guy. And
absolutely.
So that was a good thing. Anything else out there that that you really enjoyed?
I don't know. I just enjoy getting out there and rocking for people.
Yeah.
that's what I live for. It's like, I got the day job like everybody else, but it's like, oh, if I can get through that this weekend, I'm going to play for people. That's going to be cool, you know?
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
I mean, that's a pretty good gig to get on the pre-opener for all the people that arrive early.
Yeah.
You get a chance to play in front of an audience that may have never heard you if they're not local.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was people from all over last night. You had people down from Michigan. You had people up from Kentucky.
Yeah.
You know, so, it was a good night. And great bands on there. The World I Know out of Cincinnati. You got to give props to those guys. They really threw down. And I like that Kennedy band. I like Pray for Sleep. The whole lineup was just great.
Nice. Now, I mean, when you played, well, I guess I don't want to talk in any kind of like how Danny Wimmer and them are hooking you up or anything, because if it's not good, then, you know, I want to be invited back. So we'll save that for an off-camera conversation. But now, where'd you guys get your start at? Like, where do you call home for Zero King?
Well, the band kind of started around the Huntington, West Virginia area. We've kind of since transitioned to more Charleston's kind of our home base now. I live there and we play there more than we play Huntington. We haven't played Huntington in a while, actually, but then we go out and we play, you know, wherever after that. So West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, the tri-state area, we all came from those areas. We all, like, if we weren't in bands together, we came up in the scene together and all that kind of stuff, and then finally, you know,
everything
happened.
Yeah, that's really how it starts, man, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's news to hear here. I heard you say something about Zero King and transitioning, and that, you know, seems to be a very, controversial but popular subject in the entertainment world. But that's a whole other story. So
that is indeed.
We'll avoid
part
that.
Two.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
So anybody that wants to know more about the band or check you guys out, where should they go?
That's easy. Facebook.com/ZeroKingFans. Come on over to the page, give us a like, share us with your friends, you'll find out everything we're doing. I'm going to talk about some shows here in a minute. He's going to give me a chance to plug those. And then, of course, you know, the video's on YouTube, looks like hell, it's a lot of fun. Share the fun. Share it around.
Exactly.
It's a good time.
Pay it forward, man.
It is a good time. Other than that, I think we're working on a website. I want to give a shout out to Firelands PA for helping us get the word out about the video and the upcoming album release, and those details are coming. And real quick, we've got two shows next weekend. We are in Bybee, Kentucky, May 25th at the Raceway Rock Fest with Simple Lily, Mojo Thunder, a whole bunch of great bands. Come on out. It's going to be awesome. The next day, we're at the Tiger Room with Beer Union and the Never Wake. We're excited about that show. And anything else, look on Facebook. Give us a like. Shoot us a message. Thank you guys so much. Keep rocking.
Nice. All right, brother. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
All right.